Mishnah Yomis for Monday, the 17th day of Nisan, the 3rd day Pesach, Tavshin Pebes. Masech de Kloim, Perek Shishi, Mishnah Shishis. Mishnah Vav. Piske Oris. What happens when you have parts of a canopy, of the vines that form a canopy, draped over a wall, that have been broken? Piske means it's been broken. Shmona amos v'oid, if you have 8 amos and a bit that are breaking up these two parts of the canopy of vines. Now, what does v'oid mean? V'oid, according to most mefarshim, refers to an amount of a sixth of an amma, 1/6, which is one tefach, because there are 6 tvachim in an amma, about 8 centimeters. So 8 amos. And a bit, if it has 8 amos plus 1 tefach, in between the two ends of this vine, the canopy of vines. And in fact, v'chol midos, and they mention something like in brackets, v'chol midos sh'omr chacham bekerem, all the measurements that the chachamim mentioned with regard to the laws of a vineyard, which are mentioned in Amos, Ein behem v'oid, don't have any of this fraction, like a little bit more, 1/6, except chutz mepiske oris, except for this halacha of piske oris that we're doing in our Mishnah, where the law of v'oid occurs. It's 8 amos and a bit, 8 amos and a tefach, between these two parts of it, these two parts of the vine. Then that will be the halacha that we'll soon see that allows you to sow other things in between, after keeping a distance, as we'll soon see. But the Mishnah first asks, Eiluhen piske oris. What are this piske oris? What does that mean? Oris shecharev memitzoi, answers the Mishnah, if you have a canopy of vines that has been broken in between, that, let's say, there was more than 10 vines, and the vines in between dried up, or were destroyed, and there's an empty space there, and we've got 5 vines on one side of the break of this canopy, and 5 vines on the other side. If there's only exactly 8 amos in this area that's now been broken between the two orisim, between the two parts of the canopy of vines, then lo yovi zera l'sham. You can't sow anything in between. It's also to sow any crops, any vine, any vegetables. Shmona v'amos ma'ovoid. As soon as there is and a space that is 8 amos plus a bit, which we said is 1/6 of an amma, then noistin loy kedei avodaso. We will give a space, leave a distance for each side, a working area, each side of the oris of the canopy vines. Which is according to the Chachamim, that would be in 4 amos on each side, and according to Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, who holds you only need 6 tvachim as a space, that's called kedavad asay. You leave 6 tvachim. You leave six tvachim, v'zareya samoysar, and you sow in between the what's left. So, in example that we our Mishnah that we had 8 amos and oid and 1/6 of an amma. According to the Chachamim, by the time you leave 4 amos on one side of the canopy, 1/4 amos on the other side, all you'll be able to sow is the oid, that little bit in between, that tefach, really. And what we see here is an interesting thing, that even though the Chachamim hold that an oris is considered like a kerem, like a vineyard, in respect that you have to keep 4 amos away, nevertheless, it's not completely like a kerem, because a kerem, which is broken in between, a real kerem, real vineyard, that has what's called in between karachas a kerem, where you have this broken area within a whole vineyard. The halacha is, the Basil, or the Chachamim hold, that you keep 16 amas away. Before you have 16 amas in between, in that area, you can't sow anything in between. And here... between the oris, between the two ends of the canopy, we said, according to Chacham, as long as you've got 8 amos v'oid, that's fine. Another difference is that one who sows within the four amas of Aveda Sakaram, one who sows any other vegetables or seeds within the working area of a karam, of a vineyard, which is four amas, it's mekadeshet, it'll make it osabana. Whereas one who sows in this area of the piske oris, the broken part oris, even though we said you're meant to keep a distance, according to the Chachamim, four amas on each side, if you didn't and sowed only, kept only six tefachim away, it would be avid, it will not be osabana, as we'll learn later on. This is the, and of course, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who holds that the distance between Kadavadasa, the working area, is only six tefachim, so of course you'll have a lot more area to sow in this gap of eight amas, v'oid, eight amas and a bit more. You'll have six tefachim on one side, you leave us, and six tefachim on the other side. Basically, two amas is used up in the working area, and you've got still a full six amas and an oid that you can sow in between. That's according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Halacha, as we said, is not like him, like it's like the Chachamim, that you do have to leave four amas in between. We have learnt the Mishnah according to the Rash, Rabbi Nishimshon, and that's how most Mefarshim learn. There is a different way of learning it. According to the Rambam, he learns differently. One of the differences also is that he learns v'oid a little bit more. It's not 1/6 of an amma, but 1/60 of an amma. Quite different. But he has a different way of learning the Mishnah. So, Perek Vav Mishnah Zayin. Now moving on to the next Mishnah. Oris, you have this canopy of vines. Shehoyotzim min ha-kosel, that's coming out of a wall. Mitoch ha-keren, from one corner, v'chola, and then it stops, then it finishes. Now, there is a machlokes again how to learn this. We will again learn it like Rabbeinu Shimshon and the Bartanura. And that is as follows. We have a situation where we have five vines draped over the wall, but not over the whole wall. Three of the vines are in one corner of the wall. Two of the vines are on the other corner. And the middle of the wall is now left empty with no vines draped over it. Can we sow on the ground there in that empty area facing the wall where there are no vines? Says the Mishnah, you can, but you have to give the working area. You have to give a berth of the working area, which is six tefachim on one side, six tefachim on the other side, like a single vine, like a gefen yechidus. Because remember, this is not a case of the previous Mishnah where you had five vines on each side. This is a case where you've only got three in one corner draped over the wall, two on the other corner draped over the wall, and in between you've got an empty space. So once you leave a gap of six tefachim from one side of the oris and six on the other side, then v'zereis ha-moiso, you'll have to sow the remaining area in the middle of the wall, even though the wall's not even four amas long. As I said, this is the way the Rash, Rabbi Shimshon learns, and also Rav Bartanura. Rambam has a different way altogether. Continues the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi Omer, im ein shom arba amas, if the wall is not even four amas long, or that's the way that Rabbi Shimshon's learning it, lo yovi zera l'sham, do not sow anything there in that area. It's like Rabbi Yossi holds like the case of a vine, which is a single vine, which is planted in a gus, single vine planted in a pit, a wine pit, where Rabbi Yossi says it's also to sow there if you don't have four amas. So we learned that back in Perek Hay, Mishnah Dalet. So similarly here, Rabbi Yossi would hold that if the wall is not four amas long, then don't sow anything there whatsoever. The Bartanuri explains the Chiddush of Rabbi Yossi in both cases, here and in the case of a single vine when it's in a pit. Here the Chiddush is that you might have thought that where is Rabbi Yossi strict and says that you need a berth at least of four amas? That's where you have a single vine in a hole, in a pit, a wine pit, where it's closed on all four sides. So therefore, because it's all a restricted area, it's surrounded, it's stumim on all four sides. Maybe that's why Rabbi Yossi requires an area, the pit has to be at least four amas before you can sow anything else in there. But with a wall, which is not surrounded before four and all four sides, I might think, no, it's not. You don't need to have the wall. Comes along Rabbi Yossi here, and our Mishnah says, no, you still need four amos. And if it would have just said it here, if Rabbi Yossi would have just said, in the case of the wall, that you need four amos, I would say that's because you've got five vines there between the two corners of the wall. Five vines, three on one side, two on the other side. So it makes it look a bit more like a family of vines, and that's why you need to have a wall measuring four amos. But when you have in a pit where we're talking about there only a single vine growing, I might think, no, you don't have to have four amos. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi says, no, even there you need four amos. And as we said earlier on, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi. The halacha is it doesn't have to be four amos long, and also in the case of the pit, as long as you kept the kedei avodah, so you keep the working area of six tefachim away, you are fine to sow the rest, the balance of the area.